Day 32, a powerful partnership. Let's look at a few scriptures. Proverbs 19, verse 2. It is not good to have zeal without knowledge, nor to be hasty and miss the way. Romans 10, verse 2. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge. And finally, Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour, serving the Lord. A healthy partnership between zeal and wisdom is essential if we are to achieve our goals. All through Scripture, we can observe this balance of zeal, passion, power, and big vision being tempered by the boundaries, principles, reality, and order of wise counsel. Benjamin Franklin describes this partnership as follows. If passion drives you, then let reason hold the reins. We all have seasons of our lives where we know we're high on zeal and lower on wisdom, or vice versa. Usually when we're young, we're motivated by great passion, but still learning wisdom. As we get older, we can tend to have matured in wisdom, but lost our zeal. This means we can end up with a generational tension. The young feel constrained by the constant limitations placed on their adventurous plans, and the older people feel their wisdom is ignored. If we do not understand the power of this partnership, then to the zealous, wisdom can look like an attitude that spoils the party, limits our passion, and just brings a legalistic control or irritating caution. But equally, to the mature, zeal can look like blatant irresponsibility, arrogance accompanied by big ideas with no substance, or stupidity that will cause heartache and produce nothing. Often these characteristics of passion and wisdom can cause conflict, but we must learn to bring them together in partnership if we are to have great success. Emerson notes that passion, though a bad regulator, is a powerful spring. There are 21 references to the zeal of the Lord in the Bible, and we are commanded here in Romans to never be lacking in zeal. Yet most of us find there is a bit of a trade-off between wisdom and zeal as we get older. We lose passion, but gain some understanding. We consider this acceptable, dismissing our loss of vision with comments such as, "Well, I'm older and wiser now." However, I do not believe that God ever wants us to lose the passion of our call. Once again, let us remind ourselves of this scripture in Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour, serving the Lord. Yet, as our passion grows, let us keep our ears open for the advice of wisdom. We can be passionate, but passionately wrong. And one word of experience can help us succeed. I remember an occasion when I got into my car excited. We were driving to Kisumu, Kenya, to be with Reinhard Bonnke for some meetings. I was convinced I knew the way, and even when road signs began to contradict my planned route, I was still certain I was right. My excitement clouded my judgment. After several hours, I was confused. We should have arrived long ago. But Kisumu was nowhere to be seen. Others in the car suggested we stop and ask for directions, but I insisted I knew the way. I did not want to stop and waste time. I just wanted to drive and get there. Finally we stopped, lost and tired, and I discovered I'd taken a wrong turn onto a new road. My excitement to drive and my decision to ignore the advice of others had cost us 6 hours. A lesson well learnt. Don't be too proud to ask for advice. Let us pray. Father, reveal to me where I need to stir passion and cherish wisdom more. Forgive me for the times when I've quenched someone's zeal with my cynicism or ignored advice due to my pride. Help me learn to recognize this partnership of zeal and wisdom and apply it to my life. Let me encourage the passionate and advise the unsure with real wisdom. Thank you, Father. Amen.